I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to add names to his administration, with sources indicating he's asked U.S. Representative Michael Waltz, a retired Army National Guard officer and war veteran, to be his national security advisor. Waltz is considered hawkish on China and called for a U.S. boycott of the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing due to its involvement in the origin of COVID-19 and China's ongoing mistreatment of the minority Muslim Uyghur population. Here's Waltz last year discussing foreign policy issues in his House Republican caucus.
My consistent point here is any differences we have in this room may seem big in the room, but in the context of China on the march, Russia on the march, terrorism on the march, because they smell weakness in Washington, those differences are infinitesimal.
Trump also named longtime advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, as his deputy chief of staff for policy. And media reports say he has tapped South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to serve as the next Secretary of Homeland Security. With the UN climate conference known as COP29 underway in Azerbaijan, U.S. National Climate Advisor Ali Saidi Tuesday reassured COP29 attendees the U.S. would uphold its commitment to fighting climate change despite the re-election of Donald Trump, who has promised to reverse the climate efforts of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. Speaking to conference delegates, Saidi said alternative energy technologies promoted by the Biden administration are in place, and Trump and his Republican allies, though they will soon be in charge in Washington, will not be able to easily undo those efforts.
Most of those battery factories are built out in states with Republican governors, and they don't want those factories unplugged from their economies, and they don't want those workers laid off. They want this prosperity to continue.
Big names in powerful countries which attended last year's conference in the United Arab Emirates are noticeably absent from this year's talk.